Practice Tests for the Russian State Exam by Elena Klekovkina, Malcolm Mann and Steve Taylor Knowles. Published by Macmillan Education, a division of Macmillan Publishers Limited. Copyright Macmillan Publishers Limited, 2006. Test 9.
Вы сейчас будете выполнять тест по аудированию. Во время его выполнения перед каждым заданием дана пауза с тем, чтобы вы смогли просмотреть вопросы к заданию, а также паузы после первичного и повторного предъявления аудиотекста для внесения ответов. По окончании выполнения всего раздела «Аудирование» перенесите свои ответы в бланки ответов. Вы услышите 5 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего 1-5 и утверждениями, данными в списке AF. Используйте каждую букву, обозначающую утверждение, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker 1.
I get on very well with my parents. Whenever I have problems with my friends or with my schoolwork, I know they're always there to listen and give advice. They've taught me a lot. They've got a lot of experience, and they're always happy to share their knowledge with me.
Speaker 2.
My mum and dad want me to go into the family business. We've got a restaurant, and they've always thought I'd become a chef. They don't like the fact that I actually want to become a policeman. We've had arguments about it, but they have to realise that it's my life, and I have to make my own decisions.
Speaker 3.
Mum and dad are okay, but they seem to think I'm still a kid. When I go out with friends, I always have to be back home by 10 o'clock, and they call me on my mobile to check where I am. I have to ask permission for almost everything I do. It doesn't seem fair sometimes.
Speaker 4.
Work is very important to my parents, and they both have very good careers. The thing is that when I've got problems, they're usually too busy to sit down and talk about it. It seems like every weekend, one of them is off on a business trip somewhere, and I miss them. I wish we could be together a bit more, really.
Speaker 5.
My parents never had the chance of an education, and I think that's why they want me to do well at school. That's fine, but I wish they'd relax a bit. They always want to know what grades I get each day. And I find it quite stressful. I can't get A's all the time, but I don't think they understand that.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again. Speaker 1.
I get on very well with my parents. Whenever I have problems with my friends or with my schoolwork, I know they're always there to listen and give advice. They've taught me a lot. They've got a lot of experience, and they're always happy to share their knowledge with me.
Speaker 2.
My mum and dad want me to go into the family business. We've got a restaurant, and they've always thought I'd become a chef. They don't like the fact that I actually want to become a policeman. We've had arguments about it, but they have to realise that it's my life, and I have to make my own decisions.
Speaker 3.
Mum and dad are okay, but they seem to think I'm still a kid. When I go out with friends, I always have to be back home by 10 o'clock, and they call me on my mobile to check where I am. I have to ask permission for almost everything I do. It doesn't seem fair sometimes.
Speaker 4.
Work is very important to my parents, and they both have very good careers. The thing is that when I've got problems, they're usually too busy to sit down and talk about it. It seems like every weekend, one of them is off on a business trip somewhere, and I miss them. I wish we could be together a bit more, really.
Speaker 5.
My parents never had the chance of an education, and I think that's why they want me to do well at school. That's fine, but I wish they'd relax a bit. They always want to know what grades I get each day, and I find it quite stressful. I can't get A's all the time, but I don't think they understand that.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Вы услышите разговор хозяйки дома с рабочим строителем. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений А1-А6 соответствуют содержанию текста 1, какие не соответствуют 2 и о чем в тексте не сказано. То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа 3. Обведите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello, Mrs. Horrocks. I'm Matt Riley from Riley's Building Company. We spoke on the phone.
Oh, hello. Yes, I've been expecting you. The problem is the roof. Let's go into the garden and I think you'll be able to see what the problem is.
Is it this way?
That's right. Let's go round the side of the house.
Okay. Yes, a lot of people round here have had the same problem. Last week's storm did a lot of damage and these old houses just can't take high winds.
I thought I got away with it, but then I noticed the problem.
Yes, it's easy to miss these things. Now, where is it?
If you look up there, to the right of the chimney, you can see what's wrong.
Yes, some of the tiles are missing. I'll only need a day or two to fix that.
Really? I thought it was a big job.
Oh, you're lucky. Some other people have suffered a lot more damage.
Yes, I know. My neighbour's house is in a terrible state.
Now, you said on the phone that you also wanted to talk about something else.
Yes, I'm thinking of knocking a wall down between the living room and dining room to create one large room. I wondered if you had any advice.
Well, before you make any decisions, you should draw a plan with the rooms on it. That way, you'll get a better idea of what you want, because if you change your mind later, it could be quite expensive.
Yes, that's a good idea. Should I speak to an architect?
My advice is that an architect isn't really necessary for a job like this. You're not changing the basic structure of the house. Let's go inside now, and I'll give you an idea of how much it's going to cost.
Right. It's this way, through the kitchen.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
Hello, Mrs. Horrocks. I'm Matt Riley from Riley's Building Company. We spoke on the phone.
Oh, hello. Yes, I've been expecting you. The problem is the roof. Let's go into the garden and I think you'll be able to see what the problem is.
Is it this way?
That's right. Let's go round the side of the house.
Okay. Yes, a lot of people round here have had the same problem. Last week's storm did a lot of damage and these old houses just can't take high winds.
I thought I got away with it, but then I noticed the problem.
Yes, it's easy to miss these things. Now, where is it?
If you look up there, to the right of the chimney, you can see what's wrong.
Yes, some of the tiles are missing. I'll only need a day or two to fix that.
Really? I thought it was a big job.
Oh, you're lucky. Some other people have suffered a lot more damage.
Yes, I know. My neighbour's house is in a terrible state.
Now, you said on the phone that you also wanted to talk about something else.
Yes, I'm thinking of knocking a wall down between the living room and dining room to create one large room. I wondered if you had any advice.
Well, before you make any decisions, you should draw a plan with the rooms on it. That way, you'll get a better idea of what you want, because if you change your mind later, it could be quite expensive.
Yes, that's a good idea. Should I speak to an architect?
My advice is that an architect isn't really necessary for a job like this. You're not changing the basic structure of the house. Let's go inside now and I'll give you an idea of how much it's going to cost.
Right. It's this way, through the kitchen.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Вы услышите высказывания людей в 7 различных ситуациях. Ответьте на вопросы по содержанию высказываний, выбрав один из предложенных вариантов ответа. В заданиях А7-А13 обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, обозначающую ответ, который вам кажется наиболее верным. Вы услышите каждое высказывание дважды.
Now we are ready to start. Situation 1. You will hear a woman talking about a sport she is involved in. Why is the sport not more popular? 1. The media tend to ignore it. 2. Her team rarely wins any matches. 3. Young people aren't interested in it.
More and more women are playing football these days, and at my club there are lots of girls who want to get involved. The biggest problem is that newspapers and the TV just don't pay us any attention. I'm sure there's an audience out there for a successful team like ours, but they never get to see us.
Now you will hear situation 1 again.
More and more women are playing football these days, and at my club there are lots of girls who want to get involved. The biggest problem is that newspapers and the TV just don't pay us any attention. I'm sure there's an audience out there for a successful team like ours, but they never get to see us.
Situation 2. You will hear a radio commercial for a hotel. What is special about it? 1. The rooms are very cheap. 2. The food is very good. 3. The facilities are very impressive.
Tired of camping or staying in a caravan because a hotel is just too expensive? Now you too can enjoy comfort and service. Poundmaster Hotel is a new concept in hotels. Within easy walking distance of some of the best restaurants in town, Poundmaster gives you a basic hotel experience at a price you won't believe. We're able to do this because we know that you don't want the swimming pools, the saunas, and the hairdressing salons you might find in some hotels. We give you exactly what you do need to enjoy a good night's sleep.
Now you will hear situation 2 again.
Tired of camping or staying in a caravan because a hotel is just too expensive? Now you too can enjoy comfort and service. Poundmaster Hotel is a new concept in hotels. Within easy walking distance of some of the best restaurants in town, Poundmaster gives you a basic hotel experience at a price you won't believe. We're able to do this because we know that you don't want the swimming pools, the saunas, and the hairdressing salons you might find in some hotels. We give you exactly what you do need to enjoy a good night's sleep.
Situation 3. You will hear a man talking about a decision by his local town council. How does the man feel about it? 1. He disapproves of it. 2. He is indifferent to it. 3. He approves of it.
By deciding to build the sports centre outside town, the council are making clear their commitment to developing the surrounding area. The increased tourism will be a big boost to local people, and it avoids the increase in traffic that building it in the town centre would have caused.
Now you will hear situation 3 again.
By deciding to build the sports centre outside town, the council are making clear their commitment to developing the surrounding area. The increased tourism will be a big boost to local people, and it avoids the increase in traffic that building it in the town centre would have caused.
Situation 4. You will hear a woman talking to a colleague. What is the problem with his work? 1. He often arrives late. 2. He often leaves early. 3. He takes long breaks during the day.
Ah, Vincent, just the man I wanted to see. I know you're on your lunch break, but it won't take a minute. I don't want to make a big issue out of this, but it's about your timekeeping. You know I have to leave each day in the afternoon to go and see what's happening in the other office, and I don't want any more reports of you disappearing at 4:30. Do I make myself quite clear? Now, please, don't be late back after lunch.
Now you will hear situation 4 again.
Ah, Vincent, just the man I wanted to see. I know you're on your lunch break, but it won't take a minute. I don't want to make a big issue out of this, but it's about your timekeeping. You know I have to leave each day in the afternoon to go and see what's happening in the other office, and I don't want any more reports of you disappearing at 4:30. Do I make myself quite clear? Now, please, don't be late back after lunch.
Situation 5. You will hear a man talking about his hobby. What does he enjoy about it? 1. Creating something beautiful. 2. Spending time on his own. 3. Displaying his things in galleries.
I've been painting for a few months now, and I enjoy it a lot, although you won't see my pictures for sale in a gallery anytime soon. There's a lot of satisfaction in making something that's attractive. You have to learn to rely on your own judgment about a picture while you're working, because no two people see things in the same way. When you finish, though, it's rewarding when somebody else says that they like what you've done.
Now you will hear situation 5 again.
I've been painting for a few months now, and I enjoy it a lot, although you won't see my pictures for sale in a gallery anytime soon. There's a lot of satisfaction in making something that's attractive. You have to learn to rely on your own judgment about a picture while you're working, because no two people see things in the same way. When you finish, though, it's rewarding when somebody else says that they like what you've done.
Situation 6. You will hear a woman talking about a recent accident. What was unexpected? 1. The other driver's reaction. 2. The policeman's reaction. 3. Her own reaction.
Well, I was driving along the road, not far from home actually, when this idiot just pulled out right in front of me. I didn't have any time to react and went into the side of his car. He was very apologetic and admitted that it was his fault. I always thought that I'd panic in a situation like that, or get really angry, but to my surprise I was actually quite calm. The police arrived about 15 minutes later and took everyone's details, and then I went on my way, half an hour late for work.
Now you will hear situation 6 again.
Well, I was driving along the road, not far from home actually, when this idiot just pulled out right in front of me. I didn't have any time to react and went into the side of his car. He was very apologetic and admitted that it was his fault. I always thought that I'd panic in a situation like that, or get really angry, but to my surprise I was actually quite calm. The police arrived about 15 minutes later and took everyone's details, and then I went on my way, half an hour late for work.
Situation 7. You will hear a man's opinion on whether 16-year-olds should be allowed to vote. What does he think about it? 1. He disapproves of the idea. 2. He supports the idea. 3. He is uncertain about it.
The argument goes that you're grown up at 16 and you're old enough to know what you want. So why shouldn't you be able to vote for the government you want? Well, I'll tell you why not. Because you don't have the maturity to make a sensible choice at that age. You're still discovering a lot about the world and about other people. And that kind of important decision should be left in the hands of adults.
Now you will hear situation 7 again.
The argument goes that you're grown up at 16 and you're old enough to know what you want. So why shouldn't you be able to vote for the government you want? Well, I'll tell you why not. Because you don't have the maturity to make a sensible choice at that age. You're still discovering a lot about the world and about other people. And that kind of important decision should be left in the hands of adults.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.